When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, the Yankees fixed what wasn't broken, and now they have to fix what is broken. And this lineup is not gelling right now. And you could say, but you know what? Aaron Judge has primarily been a number two hitter in his career. Now, whether it's a psychological thing, I don't know. Juan Soto wanted to be a three hitter. Judge wanted to be the three hitter. It's Judge's team. He got what he wanted. It's not working. We could discuss why it's not working, but let's do something. Let's get a little proactive here and see if maybe putting him up to number two helps him. Because if you're telling me he's healthy, if you're telling me Aaron Judge is healthy, right, then what's the problem? Is it just a slump? Anybody can slump for 25 games. And I've talked about this a couple of times that if he had gotten off to a good start and then had a 25-game stretch, what is he hitting, 160 right now?
He might be, yeah. I mean, he was still at like 180-something.
I didn't see. Let me see here.
He was still at 180-something, I think, after his first at-bat.
I'll pull it up. Keep talking.
He's hitting 174 right now.
Yeah,
174.
So if he had a 25-game stretch where he's hitting 174, okay, you notice it, but it's not that big of a deal. It's just that he has nothing in the bank right now. And that when you stare up at the screen in center field, it says Aaron Judge is batting 174. I still don't think he's pressing, because you see him even today when that guy, when the A's closer Miller completely dominated him with 103, he still worked the count.
Yeah.
So his approach is not changing. The results are not there right now. And he's missing a lot of pitches that he normally destroys. Is that a mechanical thing? I would like to believe that maybe it is a mechanical thing. Maybe he's got to work on something, get a little quicker to the ball. I don't know. But if you're telling me he's healthy, I have to believe that Aaron Judge is going to be Aaron Judge by the end of the year. He didn't just forget how to play baseball over the course of the winter.
It gets concerning for me when a hitter of his caliber is up there and I'm able to call the pitch given the circumstances and say he's coming in here with a fastball pretty much right down the plate. He's going to challenge you because you're slumping. He's coming with a fastball. It wasn't the closer. It might not even have been today. I don't remember. And it's concerning when I'm able to do that, and then that's the exact pitch he gets, and I'm able to do it multiple times on multiple pitches, and he still isn't there. And it's like part of it is definitely a timing issue. I think whether he's still feeling it or not, when you have an abdominal thing, a lot of hitting comes from your core and your hips and whatever. Maybe he's a tick off. But it's not just that for me. I've never seen Aaron Judge look, I guess the best word I can describe him is he looks defeated. He looks intimidated. And I've never seen him look that way, where it's almost like, I mean, Aaron Judge could be in the worst of his slumps, and I still have to say Aaron Judge has the advantage when he's up at the plate, because he's Aaron Judge. This is the first time since he's made his debut that I've really felt that he feels the pitcher already has the advantage with him coming up. And I can text you guys all day during the games while I'm in my emotions and say he sucks and I'm getting concerned. I'm really not. It's still Aaron Judge. I mean, but I think Christian's right. I think you have to get to a point while you're not in a hole, right? The Yankees, SGR says this all the time. It takes one or two really good runs to make your whole season.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees didn't necessarily have like a crazy run yet, but they put themselves in a nice position, right? They're 15-8. They've looked like a pile of garbage over the last week, and they still are finding ways to win, even if it's late in the game, so on and so forth. Let's try to fix this now, because clearly something is wrong. And I'm telling you, if we continue to stay stubborn and not try to fix this, you know, we said it a million times. We said it tonight. They fixed something that wasn't broken. Now it's time to fix something that is broken while you still have an advantage here. You still are in the green. You're still 15-8.
So Aaron Judge hit 18 home runs after he came back from the toe injury last year.
So what you're alluding to is that you can't blame the toe.
I'm not blaming the toe. I know a lot of people want to blame the toe.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're saying that that can't be an excuse.
So it's frustrating because we all know how good he is.
Mm-hmm. Great he is.
He's phenomenal. But what I'm not going to do here is I'm not going to come on here and tell you that he's not giving any effort or he's not trying out there. Because apparently I heard that was a thing that was said today on the radio. That he's not even trying or that he's not playing hard out in center field. We're not going to do that. We're not going to question the man's integrity right now. And also what we're not
with Prime.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Logan Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe off the. We'll talk. You know. Okay. Maybe a little sketchy business deals. Okay. But
okay.
Are you watching him and saying, "Wow, he's not giving any effort out there"?
No, dude. I'm actually watching a guy who is dying inside. You can see it in his face, man. He wants to be a part of the party. He wants to be.
Yeah.
Soto and Judge. He wants it so fucking bad, and he's so happy every time Soto does something. He's dying inside, man. He wants to join the party.
And what I'm also not going to do here is I'm not going to go to Yankee Stadium and boo Aaron Judge, okay? This is not Aaron Hicks. This is not Wash Donaldson, where these are short-term players. They'll be in and out, done. The Yankees success is predicated on how well Aaron Judge plays. That's not me being hyperbolic. That's me telling you the truth. No matter how great Juan Soto is, if Aaron Judge isn't Aaron Judge, the Yankees don't win this year. They need Aaron Judge to be Aaron Judge. So what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to go out there and now create a volatile relationship between our franchise player and the fan base. I'm not going to be a part of that. You want to boo him? Go right ahead. You do you. I'm not going to do it. This guy has earned too much goodwill with me as a fan for me to sit there and now boo him because he's had a rough 25 games. I'm not going to do that. You do what you want to do, because a lot of the things that Yankee fans do is embarrassing. I heard fuck Altuve chants when they were playing the Marlins.
It's wild.
I mean, can we leave that alone? So to sit there and to be, you know, I couldn't from where I was. We were in the Audi Club on Saturday, so I didn't hear it. But obviously it happened because Judge is being asked about this post game. He got booed. Randy, he struck out four times. It was a terrible performance. Do we need to now create this black cloud over him? That every time, because you know what's going to happen now. One person does it, and three people do it, and then 10 people do it. And then because everybody's a monkey see, monkey do mentality in Yankee Stadium, then everybody's friggin' doing it. And again, I can pretty much guarantee you I never booed Donaldson, never booed Hicks in Yankee Stadium. I might have called them bums and some other choice words. But it defeats the whole purpose because when they're playing for the team you root for, no matter how much you dislike them, no matter how bad you think they are, isn't the ultimate goal is to have them come through in a big spot? Did I ever want to be right about Aaron Hicks striking out in a big spot? No, I'd rather him hit a double in the gap and score some runs. So let's not create this relationship between Aaron Judge and the fan base. This guy is way too important to this team. This guy should be a two-time MVP. He got robbed of his first MVP, rookie of the year. Okay. Oh, he's got a hit in the playoffs. Okay, great. He's got a hit in the playoffs. Guess where the Yankees aren't in 2022 without Aaron Judge's historic season?
Nowhere near the playoffs.
This guy has carried this team on his back time after time after time. Can we let him try to find his footing here before we turn on him? And let's not forget, after this year, he's here for another 7 years. So now we're going to create this environment where he doesn't perform, so we're just going to boo him now. Well, we're going to boo our franchise player.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Boo our franchise player. Here's what Judge had to say about getting booed by the Yankee Stadium crowd. He says, I've heard worse, and I'd probably do the same thing in their situation.
The fact that he said that is sickening to me, that he's heard worse, because the fans have treated him worse than what they did on Saturday, namely in the 2022 postseason. But here's another thing. Hal, stay out of this. Let this be between Judge and the fans. Okay?
Duly noted.
Because, I'm Steve Cohen. I have more money than God himself. But please don't boo Francisco Lindor. Please be nice to him. Don't, Hal, please. Please do not say anything like that. Aaron Judge is the big boy.
Christian, we will not make excuses. Aaron Judge is a major league competitor. We know that. We will take it with a grain of salt, and we will put it on top of our steak, and we will go to bed happy.